Hi everyone, we are continuing through Micah, and today we're looking at Micah chapter 7, verses 8 through 13. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against him, until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me. He will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will look upon her. Now she will be trampled down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day the boundary shall be far extended. In that day they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants, for the fruit of their deeds. All right, so in this passage, Micah starts off talking about, you know, when he falls, when he sits in darkness, right? And like he's talking about bearing indignation because of sin. When he's saying all these things, he's not talking about his own sin. He's not talking about his own failures. He's talking about the failures and the sin of Israel, of his people. And that's where we are in the overarching story of Israel. They had been brought out of the promised land. God had done like miraculous things for them, brought them into this promised land, gave them this land, which was like fully furnished in a sense for them as they come into it. And, you know, there were some good times, but a lot of failure. Even with the covenant of God, even having seen all of that, they failed to follow God. And here, Micah, when he is ministering, he is talking to people in Israel, God's people, not long before they're going to be conquered by other nations. And there's a recognition that this is going to happen. Micah's been talking about that, or God has been talking about that through Micah, that they would be conquered, they would be judged, and it's going to be because of their sin, the indignation of the Lord, because I have sinned against them. This is Israel's sin and indignation. They have failed to follow God. But in the midst of that failure, in the midst of that darkness that was about to come over them, what Micah declares in this is that he will rise, that Israel will rise, that the Lord will be a light to them. Even though they're in darkness, even though they have fallen, he says, "Rejoice not over me, O my enemy." He's saying to those nations and really to the other enemy that of note that we understand, he is saying, You don't get to rejoice over me because I will rise. We will rise. God's people will rise up again. And God will bring vindication. And God will bless them. And that's what he's hinting to at in verses 11 and 12, where the day of the building of your walls, right, the boundary far extended. He's talking about God's city, God's people within that city. They're rising up and it's going to be glorious and great, even though in the moment right now, there's so much darkness. Sin and judgment and shame and guilt. Now, this is for like all of God's people this time, right? And when they were in that exile, when they had been conquered afterwards, maybe they would be able to look upon these words of Micah and think, you know, God is going to be a light to us. But I think for us now, today, I think we can see this in the same way for ourselves. You know, I think all of us, we get caught up in times where we fail God. We feel defeated. We feel like we're in darkness. We've fallen in like hopelessness, right? Now, I was just thinking here, he's saying we're sitting in darkness. That picture is just one of resignation. One where it's like, you're not, if you were standing or running in darkness, that's one thing because you're trying to run out of it. But sitting in darkness is just this inertia. It just has you still and stuck. But even in that, God is light to us. God can be our light. God will be our light, and we will rise. And again, we can feel defeated by life, by sin, and myself included, actually, especially in the first couple months of this pandemic, I felt like I was in some ways in darkness where I was struggling to even care about God or think about God. And what God wants to say to us through Micah here is that, let me be your light. I'm going to vindicate. I'm going to rescue you. I am going to bring you to me. This is the hope of the good news of Jesus, is that even when we're sitting in darkness, where we're stuck in it, God will shine his light. We can rise. The enemy cannot rejoice over our failures, because God will be and bring our ultimate victory in our lives. Let us praise God, and wherever our hearts are, let's pray for our hearts that we will cling to God. And if we feel like we're in darkness, let's pray that we will seek the light of God, and that God will shine, and that he'll bring us up, and that we can go into his joy, into his light. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your amazing grace that pursues us. And I pray that you will shine as a light into our lives. Many of us are in darkness, Lord. Many of us feel the weight of our shame, our guilt, our struggle, depression, whatever it is. We pray in the midst of all this that you will shine brightly into our hearts and lives, that we will find this greater and more awesome joy in being with you, Lord. We trust in you to do that work in our lives, in our hearts, Lord. We love you, Lord. In your name we pray. Amen.